She looks at me through 3 feet of water. "Rose?" I ask. As a homicide detective, I see the faces of the dead all the time. This one is different. I remember those blue eyes. But that can't be possible. "On my count of three," the EMS man shouts. Four of us have waded into the pool to retrieve the body. Her hair moves softly. "One, two, three!" We stagger from the unexpected weight and lift the body to the surface. Her clothes are heavy with water. We wade to the lip of the reflecting pool, where we gently place her on the granite edge. I haul myself out of the pool and stand to one side while two medics examine the body. We're too late, of course. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing anyone can do. It's dawn, and morning shadows rake across the mall. The Lincoln Memorial looms at the far end of the pool, and Lincoln watches us from his marble throne. I think about the girl with the blue eyes. "She's dead," a medic announces, getting to her feet. "I call it at 0722. She's all yours, detective." She is dressed in a gray pantsuit and white blouse. She has dark brown hair, cut short, and wears what looks like a watch on her left wrist, a watch with no numbers. She wears no jewelry and has no wallet or purse and no cell phone. She has no shoes. I call for the medical examiner staff and crime scene techs and for uniforms to secure the area, then walk along the edge of the pool, looking for signs of what happened during the night. I kneel down to examine faint marks on the granite ledge. "We'll take it from here," a loud voice announces from over my shoulder. A tall man in a police uniform stands above me.
"Who are you?"
I ask as I get to my feet and face him.
"Captain Darrell Fletcher, United States Park Police," he replies. "This is my jurisdiction."
His voice is loud, meant to intimidate. Park police troopers gather behind their senior officer.
"Who are you?"
he demands. "My name's Zorn, Detective Marco Zorn, Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police. Homicide." How in the hell had the park police gotten here so fast? There's something seriously wrong going on here.
"You and your people must leave," the captain tells me, loudly. "My men will take over the investigation of this incident."
"This is a homicide," I say, keeping my voice calm and professional. "That means the Metropolitan Police has jurisdiction. That means I have jurisdiction."
"Who says it's a homicide?"
the park police guy asks. He has a couple of inches on me, stands maybe 6'2". He has broad shoulders, and his brass buttons and belt buckles sparkle in the morning sun. Even his shoes glow. Obviously, Captain Fletcher spends a lot of time polishing things. He wears aviator sunglasses, even in the dawn half-light, so I can't see his eyes. I don't like it when I can't see the opposition's eyes.
"I say it's a homicide."
"By whose authority?"
Fletcher demands. I show him my D.C. police shield.
"By this authority.
We're on the National Mall, one of the crown jewels of the National Park System," the captain announces officiously.
"This incident took place in the Reflecting Pool, a site revered by millions of visitors. Events that occur in the nation's national parks are the responsibility of the National Park Service. You have no business trespassing on my park."
"This is not an event. This is murder," I say firmly. "That gives me jurisdiction." I have no idea who has legal jurisdiction here, but then neither does this park police joker.
"Right now, this part of the National Mall is a crime scene," I announce. "It belongs to me."
This captain is getting on my nerves. I haven't had my morning coffee. My feet are wet, and I badly need a cigarette.
"Get your people out of here, Smokey," I say, real calm-like, "and let me do my job."
"What did you just call me?"
Fletcher asks.
"Did you just call me Smokey?"